Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 15th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Mission-driven bank fund reaches $200 million with final close. The Mission-Driven Bank Fund, MDBF, has reached a significant milestone with a final fundraising close, totaling $200 million. This capital is dedicated to supporting FDIC-insured Minority Depository Institution, MDI, and Community Development Financial Institution, CDFI banks, aiming to create a more inclusive banking system. MDBF has already deployed over a third of its capital to MDI and CDFI banks and continues to build active pipelines nationwide. With support from anchor investors like Microsoft and Truist, the fund provides meaningful support to mission-aligned banks. Truist's Chief Community Reinvestment Act Officer, Anthony Weekly, highlighted the importance of MDBF's investments in community-oriented banks to build a more inclusive financial future. MDI and CDFI banks interested in learning more can contact the fund at info@missiondrivenbankfund.org. Dr. Zachary Lipman Scholarship for Student Athletes launches nationwide to support the next generation of athletic professionals. The Dr. Zachary Lipman Scholarship for Student Athletes is now open for applications nationwide, offering support to undergraduate students who excel in both academics and athletics. Created by Dr. Zachary Lipman, a respected anesthesiologist and pain management specialist, this scholarship aims to nurture future sports professionals who demonstrate leadership and resilience. Applicants must show active involvement in athletics and a commitment to a career in sports-related fields. The deadline for submissions is January 15, 2026, with the recipient to be announced on February 15, 2026. This financial aid opportunity seeks to alleviate educational expenses, allowing student athletes to focus on their goals. Dr. Zachary Lipman's dedication to mentoring young athletes drives this initiative, welcoming applications from all qualified undergraduate students in the U.S. Visit the official website for more information on eligibility and how to apply. Dr. Andrew Gomes launches national scholarship honoring U.S. veterans and advancing academic growth for future leaders. Dr. Andrew Gomes has launched the Dr. Andrew Gomes Scholarship for Veterans, providing U.S. military veterans enrolled in undergraduate programs with a unique opportunity. The scholarship, established by Dr. Andrew Gomes, aims to recognize the service of military personnel while supporting their educational advancement and leadership potential. Applicants are required to submit an original essay reflecting on their military experience and future aspirations. The scholarship is open nationwide and seeks to not only alleviate financial burdens, but also provide a platform for veterans to articulate their visions for the future. Deadline to apply is March 15, 2026, with the winner announcement on April 15, 2026. For more information, visit the scholarship website at drandrewgomescholarship.com. A museum that gives back. The Martial Arts History Museum's commitment to community. The Martial Arts History Museum in Glendale, CA, goes beyond preserving artifacts by actively giving back to the community. Founded in 1999, the museum offers free tours and visits, especially to seniors with dementia and individuals facing mental health challenges. Museum President Michael Matsuda emphasizes the importance of providing opportunities and sparking special moments for visitors. With a focus on martial arts history and Asian culture, the museum also aims to make learning fun and accessible for all ages. To support their efforts, they have set up a GoFundMe page for donations. Consider contributing to help the museum continue making a difference in the community. Cuddly debuts East Coast Rescue Rover in operation with New York City's Second Chance Rescue to save animals from overcrowded shelters. Cuddly has announced the launch of its East Coast Rescue Rover van in collaboration with New York City's Second Chance Rescue. The van will relocate vulnerable animals at risk of euthanasia from overwhelmed shelters to rescues with more resources. Funded by Cuddly Club, the van will operate in NYC, addressing critical shelter congestion. The initiative aims to save shelter animals in NYC, especially during peak surrender seasons. On September 6th, a special welcome party will celebrate the debut of the Rescue Rover in NYC. Cuddly's partnership with NYCCR will help save more lives and provide animals with a second chance. By supporting Cuddly's initiatives or purchasing their pet products, you can contribute to helping rescue animals in need, including those in NYC.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like NewsworthyEye, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.